In the next few minutes, you will hear a gripping story.
50,000-watt voice of Virginia.
He was a radio rock star.
He's kind of the last of the radio icons in Richmond.
With his impeccable attention to detail, his loving touch, and that voice. Oh, that voice.
About the most thoughtful and loyal friend anyone could have.
Lou was one of my heroes growing up.
Welcome to a special program in memory of a very special individual, Lou Dean. We have had the honor of hearing Lou's voice grace our airwaves many times over, and his commitment to our mission in his life was enduring. Not only was he an enduring support and inspiration to us, but he was also that to Richmond at large for most of his life. Lou's spirit lives on in so many people and places, and we miss him dearly. In the following audio presentation, we'll hear from a handful of people who will carry Lou's memory forever. We'll hear now from Bill Bevins, known widely as a popular radio DJ and as the co-host of Virginia This Morning, with nearly 5 decades of radio and television experience under his belt.
In 1974, I got a phone call saying I had gotten a job at WRNL. I was ecstatic, just thrilled. I was finally going to get to work in my hometown. I'd worked in 2 smaller markets elsewhere in Virginia, and I was coming home to Richmond. I was ecstatic for about 30 seconds until they told me the shift I had to work. It was overnights, which meant I would be up against Lou Dean. So I called my friend Harvey Hudson, and I asked him, what should I do? And he said, call Lou. So I called. And sure enough, he called me right back the next day and agreed to meet with me. And I asked him for advice, and he gave me great advice and told me, don't worry about it and just work the crowd, so to speak. You're on overnights, don't get too excited, and just work with it. And of course, at that point, he had been on overnights for 17 years. And I just was like, this isn't going to work. He told me that overnight guys either loved it or hated it. I hated it. And Lou went on, stayed on for a while on overnights.
Tim Timberlake here, with a few thoughts about my colleague and friend and last of the guard, I think, to leave, Lou Dean. I was thinking about when we heard that he had passed, and it was a pretty big surprise to most of us because we didn't really know that he had been sick. But the fact that he's kind of the last of the radio icons in Richmond, including, of course, Alden Arrow and Frank Soden and Harvey Hudson and Lou Dean. I mean, they're like the radio Mount Rushmore. And with Lou's passing, it's the end of an era. My first acquaintance with WRVA, where I ended up spending a good bit of my adult life, was listening to Lou Dean do his amazing overnight show, Music Till Morning, as a kid in high school in Stanton. And because of WRVA's amazing 50,000-watt clear channel signal at night, it certainly got to Stanton and 38 states and a dozen foreign countries that have received it well, and all the ships at sea. So I would listen to Lou's show in high school back in the mid-60s, having no idea that I would ever move to Richmond or get a job at WRVA and be there for as long as I did. Lou had as distinctive a voice as anyone I've ever heard in radio. His focus on diction and enunciation and pronouncing every syllable perfectly and carefully without it sounding stilted at all, but he had this style of delivery that was so clear and precise. How mellow and warm his voice was physically was part of what was so captivating about listening to him. And it wasn't just the tool that he had, which was his amazing voice and the way he used it. It was content. Lou knew so much about so many things. And he would, on his overnight show, take you to all 48 states, which he had personally visited with Sandy, and he would take road trips regularly with Howard Bloom, our late traffic copter reporter who died tragically in 1974. But Howard and Pat and Lou and Sandy would go traipsing all over the country, and Lou would come back with these fascinating travelogues, just effortlessly delivered and making the most of what radio can be as a theater of the mind, as a medium of imparting information and taking you to a place with your eyes closed, which is so appropriate because of what the Virginia Voice does as well, because of what this amazing organization does, is bring the world to people who maybe can't see it or read about it. They can hear about it. And Lou did that as well or better than anyone I can think of. And the fact that his voice is silenced now is very sad. And a lot of people will miss him. He, of course, after leaving WRVA, I think in 2000, he went on and did a lot of volunteer work for the Virginia Voice, of course, and he worked and did a lot of voice work for Henrico County. I think his voice was what you heard, at least for many years, at the airport, as you know, the announcements that you would hear in the terminal. Pretty sure he had his voice on whatever the frequency was, way down low on the AM band. When people would drive into Virginia, they would be told to tune to 510 on your AM dial or whatever, and there would be Lou welcoming you to Virginia and telling you about some of the things you could see, and maybe referring to a website. This may be before there even was an internet to go to, I'm not sure. But anyway, Lou had a way of communicating and telling people things in such an interesting and compelling way. And there just isn't much of that around anymore in terms of radio.
I'm Becky Emmett, former program director for Virginia Voice. When I first met Lou Dean, he had retired from WRVA and was working for Henrico County. I was then program director here at The Voice. We talked about The Voice, and I hoped he would volunteer. After he retired from working with the county, he did. I was very nervous at first. After all, he was a radio rock star, and I was a total amateur. But once he and I ironed out the details of how he could help us, he gave us the benefit of his huge talent. He never stinted in his efforts. He hosted many programs in our Community Connections series. You can hear Lou's interviews in The Writer's Voice, Face to Face, and his and my favorite, Discovering Virginia. Every half hour Lou spent with us was treated with as much care as if he were back at his 50,000 watts broadcast for WRVA, heard around the country. There were no failed interviews. Many of his subjects were themselves professionals, used to speaking up. Listening to his Discovering Virginia segment with Bill Lohman and Bob Brown after their first Backroads book made me want to take that show on the road. So much fun. But I think Lou's real talent showed in his interviews with the inexperienced. Some would tell me they were too nervous. They wouldn't know what to say. They hated to talk about themselves. They weren't used to microphones. I would remind them this wasn't an exposé. It was a conversation. When they left the room after the interview with Lou, they would say how much they enjoyed it.
Hi, my name is Jim Wark, and I'm the Chief Executive Officer at Virginia Voice. For those of you who are not aware of Virginia Voice, we're a nonprofit organization founded way back in 1978. Our mission is to connect individuals with blindness, vision impairment, and other disabilities to information, community, and culture through technology and the human voice. At the bottom line of it, we're a radio station. The subject matter of Lou's shows usually pertain to news and information of real use to Virginia Voice listeners. Lou and his guests tackled topics like overcoming feelings of social isolation that often accompanies severe vision loss, assisted technology for the blind and vision impaired, and even the challenges of transportation. Virginia Voice listeners fell in love with Lou, just like Richmond fell in love with him half a century ago. The staff and his fellow volunteers, well, we all just felt the same way. And Lou seemed to really love what he did for our listeners, too. There was certainly no other reason for him to put so much of himself into this volunteer work with us. Obviously, there was no pay, and there was little recognition. And frankly, there should have been more of that. But I know why Lou did what he did for Virginia Voice listeners, and I'm going to give you two of the reasons. Number one, Lou volunteered his time and talent to many organizations, more than I imagine that even he could count. But I think Virginia Voice held a special place in his heart. Why? Because we invited Lou to do what he did best, make great radio. I know that was important to Lou. How could it not be? It was his life's work. Number two, I will also remember something Lou said to me privately when he was speaking to a group on behalf of Virginia Voice, which is something else he excelled at. Lou told me that day, while he was doing his overnight show for, what, well over two decades, he always thought that he was speaking directly to, and his words, those people out there in the dark, the people who needed him that night. And then Lou said to me, and that's how I think of the people listening to Virginia Voice. Thank you, Lou Dean. You're one of a kind, and we're all richer for having known you.
Spaces are wide open in the land of the old AEC.
Yahoo!
Where the scenery's attractive and the air is radioactive. Oh, the Wild West is where I wanna be. Mid the sagebrush and the cactus, I'll watch the fellas.
In memory, Lou Dean. Saying Goodbye to One of the Great Ones in Richmond Radio, by Harry Kolatz Jr., for Richmond Magazine. The way he said his name, this is Lou. The short name lowering yet elongating, punctuated with Dean, a bit more than declarative, but not an exclamation. Hello. This manner of introduction enunciated. I have things to say that you may want to know. When the first Persian Gulf War erupted, I kept abreast of the unfolding events via the radio of my car while delivering pizzas. Between stops and rising out of the crackling, snapping static, came the booming 50,000-watt Voice of Virginia. As I grew up knowing the station, the frantic sense of that time is difficult to communicate to those who didn't experience it. People were calling WRVA, reasonably certain that the war signified the end of the world. And I vividly remember, and have a recording of, the veteran broadcaster Lou Dean's warm, soothing voice saying, "When we get through this, and we will get through this." And the world didn't end. But WRVA did as we'd known it. In 2000, radio giant Clear Channel Communications swept from Richmond Radio a studio full of familiar voices, including WRVA's Tim Timberlake, Jerry Lund, and Lou Dean. And this past weekend, Dean succumbed to cancer that few but the closest to him knew he had. I found out about his disease, as did many, through the electric wailing wall known as Facebook. This method, by the way, became a method for Lou and I to exchange occasional communications. As recently as January 2nd, he sent me an early greeting for my birthday. Back in April of last year, he sent me this reminder. You may remember about 2 years ago, I offered to play for you two recordings by Tom Lehrer that no one else had ever heard. Not only is that offer still good, it is now timely, as Swift Creek Mill Theater will produce Tomfoolery in July and August. They'd served in the Army together, and Lehrer, a musical satirist, gave these songs to Dean with the promise that he'd not release them to the public. But he could let people listen to them privately, and in mid-August, when I and friends went down to the Swift Creek Mill, Lou, who was on the board, played us two rather naughty but quite funny Lehrer tunes from his phone. The two were close enough for years that they exchanged Christmas cards. And it all became somewhat surreal as I stood in the old structure, now a dinner theater, listening to a young and amusing Tom Lehrer, a guy I'd known only as a voice coming out of an appliance. Dean seemed genuinely happy that he got this opportunity. A few years ago, when I was in some radio station to record some spot for something or another related to this publication, I was reminiscing aloud about those broadcasters of Richmond yore. And a program director, not familiar with most of the names nor their summary dismissals from the airwaves without little or no fanfare, remarked, "There is no history in radio." Not quite as catchy as "there's no crying in baseball," but originating in general from the same place. Radio people keep a valise under their bed because of sudden format changes and potential clashes with management. Richmond, however, kept hold of its local niche until the outset of the 21st century, when the big guys came down here to convert us and give us Blather and Billboard Top 40. Thus was a generation deprived of Alden Arrow's badinage with Millard the Mallard or Lou Dean's soothing tones late at night. From 1957 to 1977, he hosted Music Till Morning from 11:30 p.m. until 4:30 a.m., which was introduced by three chimes, announcing an orchestra for Devotion by Otto Sassana. For 5 hours, Dean spun good music and kept the conversation lively, but never jarring, just as you'd want from any guest in your life. After his departure from regular radio play, Dean didn't sit at home. He got involved at one point or another with more than 24 charitable organizations. In June 1990, Richmond's Surroundings, this magazine's immediate predecessor in name, put Dean on a list of 100 most influential Richmonders. When Dean left WRVA, he went to work for Henrico County and was the human behind their voicemail prompt system. He emceed in a white tuxedo at Dogwood Dell. He seemed to many of us a certain vintage someone who would always be around. There is history in radio, though, and when one of the great ones goes, notice is given. Since he was on the dusk till dawn shift for so long, we wish Lou a good morning. And thank you to Harry Kolatz Jr. for this piece titled In Memory, Lou Dean, Saying Goodbye to One of the Great Ones in Richmond Radio, written for Richmond Magazine.
Hi, it's John Reed from WRVA's morning show, the Richmond Morning News. And yeah, it's kind of weird. I'm still the new guy, I guess, at WRVA. So I didn't work directly with Lou, but I grew up in Richmond. So I feel like I knew Lou for the decades that he was on the air. You know, when I was a kid, I can't tell you how many times my parents took me to the 4th of July fireworks show at Dogwood Dell. And I remember distinctly sitting at Dogwood Dell on a blanket, waiting for the fireworks to go off. And there's Lou Dean on one of these hot summer nights in Richmond, 90 degrees, high humidity. We're all sweating. And he comes out on the stage in this beautiful white tuxedo to introduce the Richmond Symphony and to set off the fireworks. And that is one of my memories from 4th of July growing up. And that's the epitome of class, isn't it? When everybody else is in shorts and T-shirts, but you're the host and you want to present yourself the right way in a dignified,
honorable fashion, Lou just instinctively knew to do that. And it's, I mean, really, even before I went into radio, it's followed me that you, if you're going to be the host, there's a role you play. And Lou instinctively knew how to play that role. And I think back to listening to WRVA when I was growing up and as a young adult. You know, back then when Lou was here, it was the 50,000-watt voice of Virginia. And now I think about it, and really wasn't WRVA, it was Lou who was the voice of Virginia. I mean, you heard him on the air in show after show, sometimes playing music back when we played music at WRVA, and then hosting the call-in show that he did for so many years. And by contrast with the way a lot of hosts are today, this is one of the lessons that I think I picked up from him, and I hope I'm able to emulate. So many hosts say the callers are there to make the host sound good, to make the host sound smart, to emphasize the ideas that the host wants to share with the audience. And with Lou, talking to Richmonders, talking to his neighbors, people that I think he really cared about personally, it seemed like his goal was to make the caller sound good, to make the caller sound smart, to make the caller sound welcome when they came on the air to share their opinion. And you know, if you've ever done radio, sometimes that's tough to do. Even the best thought out idea sometimes gets garbled when the caller is nervous on the air. And Lou had a way of putting people at ease and re-characterizing what somebody said. If it didn't come out exactly the way they wanted to, he didn't condemn them or, you know, dump them off the air. He tried to make them sound great. And I think that was a reflection of an old and pretty honorable way of running radio, and also a reflection of who he was as a man, his soul and his spirit and the way he interacted with people. So, you know, Lou Dean is a legend at WRVA and always will be, the voice of Virginia, and a great civic leader here in the Richmond area, and we miss him already.
Lou didn't just interview, he chatted. He opened up his subjects. He brought out facts, humor, details, thoughts the interviewees didn't even realize they had. Each person left feeling happy to have met him. I loved watching Lou work. I learned so much from him. It was such a privilege to work with Lou, and he became a good friend. I miss him.
One thing I would say about Lou Dean, that he was always very kind to me, always helpful, and I've always done over the years, with total respect, my impression of Lou. And a friend of mine, Shelley Perkins, asked me why I always stand on my tiptoes when I do Lou's voice. And it's because you have to say Lou Dean. And I loved Lou. He was a sweetheart. And we all will miss Lou Dean.
So I'm really glad that I had the opportunity to hear him first before I knew him, and then get to know him, and then get to hang with him and go to Disney World with him. And so we got to broadcast down there a couple of different times, and just so many wonderful personal things, and we all learned to be better air people thanks to his example and his care that he displayed with the way he did things. A lot of people will miss him and owe him a great debt for blazing a path and showing us the way. So thanks, Lou.
We've heard from many colleagues, peers, friends, and community members about the effect that Lou Dean has had on them individually and in Richmond at large. It is abundantly clear that Lou has been, and will continue to be in his legacy, an absolute gift to us all. Arguably still an underrated champion of community, Lou has brought something to all of us that words enough cannot describe. A role model for passion, persistence, and involvement for the greater good of humanity, we can all bolster his legacy by emulating graciousness and giving. We all have a sacred place in the evolution of this world, and Lou exemplified how to take that place and run with it all the way to the beautiful, bountiful finish line. the absolute gratitude expressed by each person interviewed for this program and beyond is the clearest testament to his life and legacy. Love what you do, live with passion, and the rest will follow. We thank you, Lou, listening from wherever you are, for all the blessings that you've brought to your community during your wonderful life.
A lot of help is available to you if you know where to look. You'll hear how to find that help in the next few minutes. Have you ever put on a figurative mask to project who you want to be rather than who you really are? In the next few minutes, you'll hear about an organization that wants to transform the lives of people with physical and visual disabilities through sport. You are listening to Face on the Virginia Voice. And for the Virginia Voice, I'm Lou Dean. Voices from the Mighty Pen Project here on the Virginia Voice. And for the Virginia Voice, I'm Lou Dean.